More than 5,000 people attended the Storm Newcastle Knights clash yesterday afternoon. It wasn't at home, if you weren't aware. It was played at the Sunshine Coast Stadium, which is the home ground for the Melbourne Storm. They've relocated, of course, because of COVID-19 concerns in Victoria. Did you see any of the pictures from yesterday's game? Fans were crowded together on the Eastern Hill. Now, it didn't look like social distancing measures were in place there at all. And it's prompted Melbourne Storm officials to request a review of crowd management practices and capacity at the venue. Christy Bowler is a Knights fan who went to the game. She was stuck in the middle of the hill and joins me now. Go, Christy, how are you?
I'm all right, Paul. How are you?
Yeah, good. So how do you normally go around a crowd when you're at the supermarket and stuff and people start to crowd? Is it something that you're fairly conscious of?
Yeah, I tend to have my elbows out wherever I'm going lately.
Into somebody's ribs with a bit of luck if they do the wrong thing?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, okay. So how bad was it on the hill yesterday?
I would say for a normal game, that was cramped, yeah. Let alone for the situation where we're supposed to be socially distanced.
So there was no one there. Too many people, and because they're only allowed a quarter of the capacity. Do you reckon they got over that?
It's 50% capacity up in Queensland.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I think what they've done is they've taken a lot of the capacity out of the grandstands and left the hill as it was.
Oh, okay. So anyone that turned up was allowed in pretty much, you reckon?
We all had tickets. I think it was sold out probably a week before.
Okay. Yep.
So what they've done is they separated into four zones. You couldn't go outside your zone, which was on your ticket. The problem was there was just too many people in the zone that we were in, and that was that whole sideline where the hill was.
Yep, okay.
So I was the second one in through the gate, picked my spot, discovered I couldn't see over the advertising sign at the bottom of the hill, so I've moved a fair way back on the halfway line. 20 minutes before kickoff, it was so crammed in, I actually moved to the far end of the stadium and went right up the back, and even there wasn't really enough space. So I would have been uncomfortable under normal circumstances, let alone when we're all supposed to be standing apart.
So were you given any directions? Anyone there that looked like a marshal?
Yeah, there was security probably for the first hour and a half. We're telling people kind of spread out, keep moving down, move away from the gates, get right down the end. They had lines painted in there for pathways up and down the hills. Yep. But then 20 minutes before kickoff, they pretty much gave up.
Yeah.
I watched them have a conversation with each other and decide they weren't going to bother enforcing those pathways anymore. So you actually couldn't get up and down anymore.
So they're just shrugging their shoulders, basically, are they?
I think they've pretty much gone, we can still see people streaming in. There's too many people in here. We can't really stop it.
So announcements over the PA, any of that sort of stuff?
There were announcements as we came in. Yep. There were signs everywhere about trying to maintain social distancing. They had hand sanitizer everywhere. They asked us when we came in, were you feeling well, which was at the extent of the checks.
Yep.
And then nothing until the end of the game, where they announced that we were all going to be held in our zones until they let us out to maintain social distancing.
And a lot of good that is then. Yeah.
It was utterly pointless by then. We had been crammed in on each other for 2 hours.
Okay. So do you feel sorry for the stadium at all? Could they have done more, do you think?
I think the stadium staff on the day I felt sorry for, but the people that have organised and decided they could fit that many people in, no, I think they've just really miscalculated. I think one of the things they haven't considered is that you can't see over the advertising signs from the bottom of the hill.
Yep.
So there was like a 5-6 metre stretch across the bottom of the hill where no one was sat because you simply couldn't see.
This is not a normal NRL ground, of course, the Sunshine Coast Stadium. There have been games played there before this season, but it's it's not designed for the level of football that's being played at it.
No, I suspect usually they would be allowed to bring chairs in,
yep.
So you'd be able to get more people down the bottom there. But okay. There were no chairs, no bags, nothing. You weren't allowed to bring anything in.
Righto. Okay, so what? I mean, I hope you're a trained nurse. The way the Knights are going at the moment, they probably need as much help as they can get with people who know their way around a stretcher and stuff. The injury toll has just been horrific, hasn't it?
It was not a good day yesterday either, no.
Okay.
I think the lack of reserve grade's not really helping because you just don't have anyone match fit to step in.
Yeah, fair enough. So do you regularly travel with the team? Do you go to a lot of away games?
I go to every game. I've missed one game in 3 years up until this lockdown.
Wow. God, you're devoted.
I have nothing
to
do on the weekend.
Well, I understand sort of travelling here in Sydney and stuff, but all the way to Queensland, that's good on you. That's
Yeah, it's a nice little trip, really.
Yeah, I bet it is. All right, Christy, let's hope that there are no repercussions from getting so overcrowded at Sunshine Coast Stadium, and thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, no problem.
There's Christy Bowler, who's a Knights fan, was at that game in Queensland, and that's pretty impressive, isn't it, to make that long journey.